White, J.E. White, Emma. Greenville, Michigan, January 30th, 1871. Dear children, we arrived at our old home last evening. We thought at first it would not be safe to come here because of measles, but we think there is no danger. We keep the children apart as much as possible. We could not find my small satchel. In that is a $600 draft. Edson, you assured me it was put in. What does it mean? It could not fallen out, could it? If it is left, it is safe, but there were letters therein I would on no account permit other eyes to see than my own. Dear Edson, do not on any account move rashly in regard to the letter written by your father. Keep quiet. Wait and trust. Be faithful. Make every concession you can, even if you have done so before. And may God give you a soft and tender heart to your poor, overburdened, worn, harassed father. I purchased one bushel of sweet apples for you of Brother Wicks, as Emma expressed a wish for some. Paid 75 cents. He said he would bring them to you. Ask Brother Buck to let you have some of his fruit that is spoiling to make applesauce. Do not pay a cent for them. I meant, Edson, to have handed you $5, which will leave me 5. Have Emma get her a hat if she comes to the creek. I sat up, after all, and wrote 10 pages, but Hannah was in bed. I was up at 4, awake at 3. The children leave as soon as light. It is thawing. I dare not have them stay. You have, ere this, seen Brother Sawyer. If he has brought things you do not need, we will take them sometime, or you can bring them to us. We met halfway and told them that they had better go on with their load. Dear children, my visit with you was made very agreeable. I shall not soon forget it. I love you both most tenderly, and my most earnest desire is that you may be loved of God, and that His love may dwell richly in your heart. Ever manifest tender regard for each other as you have since I have been with you. And may God bless you, is my prayer. Your mother.